brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Detroit News calls for putting sterilants in the water. But, of course, it's the very same eugenicists that funded the giant dependent class so they could later get the general population, this was decided in the 60s, to support compulsory sterilization because of the giant welfare hordes. It's always problem, reaction, solution. Make the troops serve 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours, knowing from studies in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, that it would fry some of the troops and make them ticking time bombs, then demonize all the troops for what a small group of the military who've been psychologically traumatized do. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. The troops come back with the PTSD. They're craving the war drug. Well, you get to declare war now. I was talking to that dad about it was a military guy who's now in the sheriff's department who came to his house. His 7-year-old daughter had been late to class a few times, forced his way in with a summons, and then said, "Where's your wife?" "Well, she's not here." "Well, you're a liar." And then says to the kids, "Where's your mommy?" "Your daddy's a liar, isn't he?" They're like, "No, mommy's gone. It's 7 o'clock at night." And the man says, "Please leave. I've got your summons." And the cop says no and sits there in his house for 20 minutes without a warrant. And, of course, the guy's former military. I mean, he's been kicking down doors in Fallujah all day. If a Haji doesn't do what he's told, he just, you know, puts a bullet in their head. That's how the military's been trained. I'm not saying the military's bad, but you had people in country 5, 6, 7 years. It's a laboratory to produce people that'll do anything, and you bring them back here. Now, they know a big percentage are patriots and are going to wake up, so now you're the number one enemy. Those that they can use, you're their little attack dog. But the rest of you, the 70% of some of the studies show that aren't going to go along with the New World Order, you're the enemy. So you better decide what side you're going to be on. It's really that simple. But I've had these military guys, you can tell they're 25, 30 years old. You know, they'll have scars on their face, you name it. Bow up on you, flip out on you, and I'll say, "So when did you get out of the military? You were in Iraq, oh, Afghanistan too, huh? And you're treating me like a Haji right now." "Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoyed all those shots." Oh, then they get really mad. I'm like, "Oh, I bet you're having some health issues, aren't you? I'm real sad about that. I am sad for you. But don't bow up on me. You understand? Because I understand psychologically what's been done to you. You're like a sword they took and kept in the fire too long where it's warped. They beat you in all sorts of directions. Now, anytime you want, studies show, but common sense shows, my gut tells me, that if you just get right with God, no amount of Prozac, no amount of shrinks are going to help you. If you get right with God, admit what you've been through, realize how it was done to you, knowing is half the battle, and begin to resist the globalist and put your energies into something real, you will be empowered. I've talked to so many military people who've heard me talk about this. They're like, "It's incredible. My life changed. Nothing made sense. I knew something was wrong. I was totally unhappy. Now that I know about this, I'm not having problems anymore." You defeat the New World Order by healing yourself with God's help and not having the PTSD anymore, or using your energies towards constructive things. But I see all these TV ads about, "Oh, call. If you got PTSD and you're a veteran, you're going to get help." Then they SWAT team them. They kill them. They take your Second Amendment. They put you on list. I'm sorry. You're not going to get help from what I've seen from the troops I've talked to. Go into the VA. All you're going to get is your rights taken away. You need to go to a church that isn't 501c3 and a FEMA spy organization. We need you to defend America. You're not going to be normal just sitting around. Join the Army of the Republic in the info war. We got a war for you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, I got articles with CNN, Fox News, Tokyo newspapers, Detroit News, saying, let's put sterilants in the water, let's put contraceptives in the water, let's put statins in the water, let's put lithium in the water, let's put the U.S. military on lithium. But then you go, oh, I got Rockefeller Foundation and World Bank documents about sterilants in the water, and the White House science czar says they're doing it. Shut up, you crazy lunatic. We'll just have to have Media Matters come out and say you're insane. And then what does Media Matters do? They pose as a nonpartisan watchdog who is the Delphi Oracle and tells you what reality is. Of course, it's funded by George Soros publicly in the federal filings. You can look it up, and by the Obama White House. And I had one of their editors call me last year to do an article. So I said, okay, I'll actually give you some quotes. And I said, George Soros gives you millions. He goes, no, he doesn't. That's a conspiracy and urban legend. And I looked up the federal filings while I was on the phone with him for like 30 minutes. And I said, okay, here's 300,000 here. Here's a million there. He goes, where are you getting that? And I go, the federal, you know, commission. It's all online. And he goes, okay, well, it was good talking to you, Alex. These are soldiers of foreign corporations that have dominated us. Just like Tokyo Rose saying, you can't win, G.I., lay down, you know, you won't be seeing your sweetheart. Hello, G.I. Hello, G.I., you're defeated. Too bad your ship will be sinking and you won't be going home to see your sweetie. It's all over for you. The New World Order can't be defeated. Now, I'm sick of people saying the New World Order can't be defeated. I see the globalists make mistakes all the time. I've studied them. They're people just like us. They're just aware of how the world really works. They study knowledge generationally, so they don't have to relearn it every generation. And they've set up systems to give us disinfo so that we're confused our whole lives. You want the blueprint to defeat the New World Order? Discover how humanity really works. All these schools of thought and systems are always compartmentalized. The globalists study full spectrum understanding. And I have organically re-engineered what they've done and then later discovered in all their own publications, word for word, what I had already been able to calculate by connecting the dots. And folks, this is like a connect the dot for a three-year-old. There are so many dots that you can see it's a pony or a dinosaur or a dolphin. Well, this is a big, dirty New World Order tyrant system. It's an all-seeing eye pyramid looking at you right in the face playing God. These people aren't God. They're endangering the entire planet. They can't be defeated. Now, I'm going to go to Sean, Mark, Mike, Tyler, John, and many others here in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. They've sold more than half the tickets at the theater up in Dallas. They have sold, again, more than half the tickets there and at the big convention center facility highlight there in Orlando, Florida. And I'm going up there to visit our great affiliate. In fact, guys, will you reprint me the page that's at Infowars.com/events or put it up on screen so I can blow it up and actually read the locations to people. I'm trying to go off memory, and I've got so much other stuff on my mind, I'm failing to pull up that data. Thank you. But the point is that they've sold more than half the tickets for the event coming up in Dallas this Sunday. And I'm going to premiere a powerful 35-minute or so, it's a little bit longer now, special film. I'm going to then give an hour and a half speech and take 30 minutes of questions and then premiere the film. And there is the Lakewood Theater, historic theater built back in, I guess, the 20s or 30s. I just remember as a child going and seeing movies there, so I like to have events there. We live right down the street. And also at the Orlando Hi-Li facility. Now, that holds 1,200, and they've sold more than half the tickets. So I would suggest you get your tickets now. I've sold out every event I've ever had, except for one I didn't really promote, and it was about 90% full. So if you want to come up and hang out at the Dallas event, it's going to be a powerful blueprint to defeat the New World Order speech I'm going to give, and then a powerful little film that connects to that, dealing with control freaks and the real dangers threatening humanity. So that is coming up this Sunday, and then the next Sunday I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida. And again, that's definitely going to sell out because more than half's already sold, and that's 2 weeks away. The Dallas should sell out. It sold out last time. It seats about 850, and they're more than half sold. So Infowars.com/events, or you can call the Orlando Hi-Li or the Lakewood Theater in Dallas and buy them over the phone as well. Just check information. I guess we should probably add the phone numbers there on the article. But some people just aren't online or don't like to go online to do stuff like that, so you can call and do it. And I think most of these places, because it always happens, I go, you're sold out, but there's a line of people out there. Well, we hold 5% of the tickets back, and then they put out folding chairs and stuff like that. But I look forward to seeing you out there, and I'm going to try to do clips for the nightly news on the road. I'll be doing the show every day on the road. I'm yet to ask Mike Adams to fill in next Monday when I'm on the road if he wants to do that, because I'm going to go on the road from Sunday to that Sunday. I just cannot subject myself to the TSA very often because of when I was fat, dumb, and happy and not running 5, 6, 7 miles a day, I could put up with pot-bellied people barking at me, but I just am so aggressive right now that I just can't handle it. And I should be able to handle it. I'm sure I'll fly again soon. It's just that I've still got my humanity. And I know they're twerps working for people putting poison in our water. And it makes me really mad. The government is jacking the water with over 200 chemicals on average. And over 90% of the EPA's own scientists in 2000, 2004, 2006, and last year sent letters to their bosses saying mercury, lead, arsenic, hundreds of other chemicals, sodium fluoride, huge cancer increases, dental fluorosis, take it out. And they're told, shut up or you'll be demoted. I mean, it's not the government isn't even bad, the rank and file, it's the leadership of it. The leadership is a bunch of dirty eugenicists. And now they're getting to the open point of, we're going to sterilize you of your own welfare. Really, since the eugenicists brought out welfare, it's created the illegitimacy in the baby factories, which was actually part of their plan, to have a giant underclass that's dependent on them that they can engineer however they want and play off against the middle class and rich. But you notice they're forcing the rich to take vaccines to get into college. They're putting it in the rich people's water. The average good old boy worth $10 million didn't get a memo not to eat GMO. But I read the articles yesterday where the entire leader on record will not eat GMO. The Monsanto cafeterias, it's come out in the news this week, have banned GMO because their own scientists will not eat it. And then I learned that that just got leaked and confirmed that this has been going on for 12 years since 1999. I found a London Independent article on it. Let me say that again. All these eugenicists, Bill Gates, Queen of England, who openly say they want to kill the majority of the population and who fund programs to make you eat GMO and not label it and make you take shots, are all on record developing things to be piggybacked on shots to sterilize you and give you cancer, and they won't eat their food or drink the fluoride water, and the German government won't take the vaccines. And their own military is given a, quote, clean vaccine. BBC Associated Press. Can you put, it's not even 2 + 2 = 4. It is looking at the number 1, like a 2-year-old, and saying, 1, what letter is that? A, it's not even 2 + 2. It's not even 2 + 2. It's not even 2 + 2. It's not even 1 + 1. The globalists openly are killing us, and the cancer is exploding, everything else is exploding. The UN's taking over, they're announcing world government publicly, and there are articles out today demonizing me, saying I'm insane, there's no new world order, no global government. I mean, that's mind control. Again, I want to say something to the military and the police that the system plans until they get all their drones and robots in place to be their enforcers. You're being killed. I see articles all the time where his mom thought, you know, Bill be safe joining the military at 18. He was just going to be in the maintenance of tanks and armored vehicles. But at 21, he died of lung cancer and kidney failure from DU. Even the doctors at the University Medical Center said it was DU. But the VA says it's not. The Pentagon never allowed the use of DU until 1990 because they'd have to throw away the tanks that used it. It ignites when you fire it. Why do they have the troops using it? You're all dead. I mean, do you get this is Armageddon in slow motion? This is mass extermination. This is a Holocaust against everyone. It's going on now, and they're now making their move everywhere, going, having kids is bad for your carbon footprint. We're going to tax you for having kids. We're going to home inspect you. You can't have a water well. We're going to put a meter on the well you already have. We're going to make you put fluoride tablets in it. Or we're going to shut down your well. The police are going to come. We're going to shut down the Amish. We're going to make you take vaccines. We're going to have your little kid, your 11 or 12-year-old, have an abortion and not tell mommy. Or have birth control tablets injected under their skin. It is, they're making their move, folks. They're in the news all over the place saying sterilize people. All right. I'm done. I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls. I'm going to shut up. It's just, how do you have this information and not tell people? We told you they'd implode the world economy and set up global austerity, jacking up taxes, shutting everything down, and then people will beg even more for what crumbs are left. The government takes our money, gives it to megabanks, and uses the rest to social engineer us and tell us how to live our lives. It is so frustrating to watch these criminals get away with this. And it goes on and on and on. But all we've got to do is realize that 99.9% of us are under attack by this. And it's all an open conspiracy. But again, people are afraid to bring down the system. The globalists are already bringing down the old system to bring in a horrible new one. While it's in flux, while the new evil system's totally taking over, it's better to bring this system down, may the heavens fall. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Those of you that say, well, this corruption's real, I've seen universities say that, but we can't expose it, it'll bring the whole system down. The system is death, it has to come down.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-798-7085. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-798-7085. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-798-7085. Again, that's 800-798-7085. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
By robber barons and royalty are putting poison in your food and water and building Trojan horse sterilants and cancer triggers into all GMO foods. You are under absolute assault. And if you caught me, say, at a restaurant creeping up to your glass and putting some type of poison in it, I would expect you to stomp me pretty hard or there'd be something wrong with you. I know if I caught you putting something in my drink, I'd stomp you. Not because I'm Mr. Tough Guy, but I got a temper. You try to assault me, I fight back. It's real simple. So you're on notice, and hey, if you like dying, you like your wife and husband dying, you like your kids dying, I know a lot of you out there have had the government kill your kids, kill your family, kill your mama, kill your daddy, all of it. Most of you out there that have had family die from this stuff, you had your life shortened, you were killed, a lot of you have sons and daughters in the military who were involved in maintenance, they died young, or they're super sick, they got kidney failure, you don't know why. The globalists killed them, and I think you should take that personal. All right, I'm going to your calls. Sean in Arizona, welcome. Thanks for holding.
Welcome. Can you hear me, Alex? I'm calling from the middle of a ranch here.
Loud and clear. Well, you sound like you're calling from next to me. Go ahead.
To make this point with you since I talked with you last. And, you know, I've been in this movement since I was 16 or 17, as I've chatted with you before. And I've been listening to you for 2 years. But the key to understanding all of this, as you know, and as you rightfully say all the time, is eugenics. Because in reality, Mr. Jones, all that of which you talk about and what Joyce talks about and all the different facets of how they're undermining our freedom and have for decades and even a couple centuries, the people of this network, these are the minions of the Antichrist. And the problem is and the tragedy in this country being founded on Christian principles is that this should be talk from the pulpit. The preachers should be screaming.
But we now have state-run religion because they tricked the churches to become these charities instead of being First Amendment churches. They trick them. Oh, you're supposed to sign this form now because you're a charity. And they trick them into the contract. Just like animal ID, premises ID tricks you to give up your property rights. It's all about tricking you into the contract. They're con artists, but a contract that's a fraud is still null and void. And yes, most of the churches are government funded now at the top and on record are spying on their flocks. If you're a new listener, just search the term clergy response teams. You'll see the documents, the newscast, where they admit your preacher is spying on you. Over 100,000 of the churches now, major churches, are actually spying on their flock. They give them manuals on how to deal with dissenters. We basically have like what the communist Chinese have, a government-run church in this country. And you're right. Even if you don't believe in the devil, this might as well be the devil running this. It's that murderous, that diabolical.
Yes, yes. A couple other quick points. You were talking about our forefathers, and I'm gonna say the high English that they spoke. This has to do with Ron Paul, and I wish he'd say some different things pertaining to his foreign policy. But you and I both know that the policy of neutralism is what was started with Washington in his farewell address. And the globalists twisted that during World War I's time and turned that word into isolationism as a negative effect. But I have a copy of that speech. Anybody can get a little book. You can get it from Mount Rushmore with Washington's writings, including the farewell address. And you know what? It's in a high English, and I've been literate at a very early age. It's very difficult to read. I find myself reading over it many, many times and still not getting the exact.
And by the way, the globalists communicate in a quasi-high English. They've even dumbed themselves down from the level. But, yeah, you're right. No, it's hard to read, and they weren't doing it to try to impress anybody. It's that they're trying to show the complexities in language to really give depth to what they're saying.
The other thing I wish Ron Paul would explain more to these people, it was Washington who said, if you want peace, prepare for war. He knew about a strong defense, but as Jefferson, the quote from Jefferson, as you know, is let us no more, I'm ad-libbing it, but basically stay away from the countries of Europe because they are nations of perpetual warfare. They understood that the Rothschild banks, the five banks of Europe, kept pitting one nation after another. And the tragedy is we become imperialistic.
No, you're right. Sean, I appreciate your points. They're excellent. We're going to break, come back with more calls in a long segment. But no, that's it. It was always empires trying to get other countries in alliances. And he was following what Switzerland had done, George Washington was. He said, hey, let's just stay out of it. Let's just be friends, sell everybody products, and they learned that in New York. It was a city that traded with everybody. And so it's the same thing again. Everything Ron Paul talks about is pure George Washington. And that's why they hate him. They hate what America really is and what made it great.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It sucks like me and you have got love. They adhere to laws outside the laws and sit down. By those we don't subscribe to, the world is getting changed.
Somebody is in the bumper music. I sure didn't put this in there, but whatever. Doesn't matter. They're poisoning our water and our food because they love us, because they're the little control freaks that see us as scum animals that have to be killed. I'm going to go back to your calls, but Aaron just ran in with this Fox News report. Prostate cancer may be linked to birth control pills in water supply. Gee, all over the Western world, it's just causing the frogs, the amphibians, reptiles and fish to develop cancer, deformities, and to be bisexual. And it's admitted that men all over the Western world have incredible estrogen levels, which is giving men prostate cancer, and men are growing breasts and all the rest of it, and confusing their sexuality. And that's all admitted here. But the globalists just say that's the way it is. And, of course, it then gives women breast cancer. because it causes all sorts of hormonal problems in different sexual tissues. But don't forget, Media Matters made a big joke out of it when I warned that it was reducing men's fertility and attacking our prostates and confusing sexual identity and making women go into puberty early and giving them breast cancer. Hyperfeminizes women, feminizes men. They just said I was bashing gay people. And then they had all the big gay news sites attack me and say I hate them. Okay, look, I don't hate the frogs that have had their sexuality confused by this. I mean, I've shown you the Planned Parenthood, IMF World Bank documents just a few weeks ago where they said they would put chemicals in the food and water to confuse your sexuality and make you not be attracted to women and to affect the uptake in your olfactory nerve through these hormonal imbalances. You know, the scent of a woman, the look of a woman. But again, it's like the last man on earth with Vincent Price. He's there trying to give them the cure, and he's like, they did it to you. I have the cure. They're like, shut up. Throw the spear right at him. Or I guess you could use the Omega Man analogy, a remake of that with Charlton Heston. I tell you, that's one of the few things I savor is that I've interviewed Charlton Heston. I love Charlton Heston movies. Great actor. Okay, side issue here. Look. I'm not obsessed with people's sexual activities like a lot of folks that bash people that do that. My point is it's scientific, so the family has ended. Humanity is in a big petri dish being manipulated like animals. That's how the globalists see us. And as long as we play along with their little false reality, as long as we do that, they're going to keep winning. But here it is. Prostate cancer may be linked to birth control. How many videos and articles did I write years ago about this? Telling you about it, saying exactly that because I have the studies. There's nothing new about this. And then I've got the Detroit News saying, put it in the water to sterilize people. Countries with the highest numbers of women use oral contraceptives have the highest rates of death from prostate cancer, a new study finds. Yeah, why do they put you on Saul Palmetto and other things that boost testosterone? And then it's funny, when people start getting prostate cancer, they actually tell you to lower your testosterone. Which some of the studies I've seen actually lowers the size of the prostate. It's the estrogens doing it. But again, they want feminized men. Now, despite the fact they're jacking your food and water, if you work out hard and do full body exercises, it will boost your testosterone. But more and more, I used to bash the police for taking testosterone and other anabolic steroids, mimickers. And then, of course, I've seen police chiefs admit that their forces are taking steroids and that they recommend it, like the police chief in Fort Worth last year said. But men have lower testosterone than they did just 20 years ago. So I understand why that's happening. I want to ask police, though, why I read articles about them busting other people taking steroids. I'm not saying you should take high levels of them. I mean, for somebody like me who has naturally high levels, I certainly don't need them. But for the average men out there that don't even act like women. Women are all fired up on estrogen. Their brain picks it up and uses, you know, pretty much similar to testosterone. The women are all wild and crazed. The men are all metrosexual, putting makeup on, you know, running around enjoying themselves. And it's all part of a sickening chemical attack by the globalist on record. I have all the documents. Just all part of the total assault by these criminals. They learn not to just line you up and shoot you. They just jack your food and water and sneak off. Countries with the highest numbers of women use oral contraceptives have the highest rates of death from prostate cancer, new study finds. Birth control pills contain a female hormone, estrogen, and in recent years, some experts have raised concerns about the presence of estrogen and similar compounds in foods in the water supply. The new study may raise those concerns further. Through the authors said the findings are preliminary. No, they're not. And it goes through the big studies from pill to prostate. Now, let me stop right there. If you go back to a study, what, in 2009, the EPA even did it in over 100 cities. Dallas was one of them, DFW. Well, the whole area was tested. They found levels of Ritalin, Prozac, and estrogen hundreds of times what could be in sewage runoff. And let me give you the big announcement from that data. Go look at it for yourself. And they admitted, these are strange findings. We're retesting. This is way off the chart. This isn't trace. And it's in the original precursor. Then they found it was generic fluoride-based chemical weapon Prozac. They're putting it in the water. Duh! And now that they know that we're exposing them, you notice they're now in the news announcing, oh, hey, we want to put Prozac and lithium and statins in the water. You see how that works? Again, I'm telling you. And I love the little servants of the system, because you work for the system low level. You think the system's good, and I'm a liar. Every time I'm at a rally and they got cops swarming around us, you know, bugging their eyes out like it's evil to have the First Amendment, I tell them, I say, hey, guys, you know, they put stuff in the water, and they'll start laughing. Sometimes they don't laugh. I'm like, hey, it's not funny. They do. See, it's not funny when you die 20 years early. It's not funny when a 25-year-old guy in tank maintenance or 21-year-old dies of lung cancer at 25. It's not funny. Dying's not funny. I know they got you scared of IEDs and terrorists under every table, and you know the government's there to keep you safe from them. That's all for the martial law takeover. But you know what? Bring the martial law. Bring the hot war. I don't want that to happen, but if it's going to happen, whatever, because they're already killing us anyways. People ask, why do you have courage to fight them if they're such killers? Because I'm dead already. My children have no future if we don't beat these people. Because the globalists are saying their testing and their jacking of the water and the food and the vaccines has been moving too slowly. The globalists are saying they're getting ready to gear this sucker up. They got plans on the books to have drones fly over every city and spray bio or chemical weapons on us. That's even been leaked. I've shown you the documents. Oh, a government that did tens of thousands of tests all over the world, killing children and women and men, including healthy men, women, and children, just to create cadres of scientists they knew would follow orders. They wouldn't do something like that. These are nice people. No, these are demons who've been selected out of the ranks, who get off on the idea of... Let me tell you something. There's nothing more devastating than nerds. Most of these people are highly intelligent, what you call nerds, who got picked on, who got turned down by women, and now they run giant computer companies, they run biotech companies, they've intermarried with elite families, and they enjoy killing you. They love that raw power. When they walk down the street, they look at what they've done to you. They look at your gray or greenish skin, you know, your unhealthy skin. They look at the death numbers, and it's a satisfaction for them. I see Bill Gates on the news when he's doing something or when he's giving a speech about reducing population. He puts his lower lip up at the top and does like a frown, but it's a satisfaction. You can see it in his eyes. In fact, I'll give you a Bill Gates look right now. It's an Emperor Palpatine look when Darth Vader finds out his wife's gotten killed and goes, no, and gets all sad. You look at an Emperor Palpatine played by that great actor, and he's getting off on it. Bill Gates constantly is going, I mean, it's, oh, boy, it's sick. I mean, he is up there just, I mean, just seething with superpower, folks. That's a super, super mega killer right there. And he enjoys it. He enjoys every minute of it. They enjoy it. Warren Buffett, Ted Turner. Ted Turner gave that speech at the National Press Club. There was a National Press Club awards dinner, and he said, we got to use those useless feeders and eaters. We need to get rid of 90% of them. And started using mild profanities, and then people were clapping. The so-called ruling class, even reporters who were nobodies in this system, they get off on it. It's like, I'm at the table. We're killing people. This is really cool. Legions of little chicken necks. The world isn't run by people with big muscles and swords anymore, and the biggest, meanest guy in the room is going to be king. It's run by the psych warfare, egghead, 200 IQ, eugenicist, exterminist. And they're hardcore, and they mean business. You understand that? They mean business. They rule this earth. They've created a false reality, basically. And the final vestiges of the old system are fading away right now. They're bringing in the internet censorship worldwide every day, all over the world, Google, Twitter. They're all working with governments to shut down free speech. They're gearing up the massive prisons. They're getting ready for the giant new wars. They're rolling it all out for the global feast of wars, bioweapons, death, extermination. And all of the servants of the system, most of the people that you see on the news serving it, they're all going to be dead too. And they're going to yell and scream and beg if this stuff gets released. And they're thinking about releasing it. That's why I'm not for a violent revolution against these guys, because they'll just release super bioweapons and go to their bunkers. You got to have an intellectual revolution throughout the system where their own technicians are aware of it. And we only got 10 years before everything's drone and robot, and the globalists are going to be able to hit a button even if the military says no. Now, if you're watching this later after all this unfolds, if we don't stop it, we tried our best. And it'll have to be an internal revolution within the globalists to turn this around. But I think we can probably still turn this around. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to John in Wisconsin, then Tyler, Mike, Mark, and others. John in Wisconsin, go ahead. Listening on Roku.
Hi,
Thank you
for putting up your Roku channel. I have yet to actually install, go and put in the code. But I'm glad you did that.
Well, then how are you listening on Roku then?
Well, actually, I'm listening on Shoutcast via Roku. And if anyone's not familiar with Roku and you want to dump your cable, and I don't work for Roku, I don't work for Netflix, but you can watch at least three of Alex's documentaries on Netflix. You can watch all sorts of stuff through YouTube. All just having a $35 a month DSL line, you go and get a $69 Roku box. You can watch on the new InfoWars channel. You can listen to Shoutcast. You can listen to TuneIn Radio. It's a great way. Every TV in your house becomes an internet radio. Big proponent of it, and I've talked to people in your office about it before. Even offered to send you one of my old Roku boxes, but I think you guys have a few around the shop now. I have a couple of questions for you on some research that I have not been able to find in the past. But just to preface that, I am I do have full spectrum awareness and total information analysis abilities, and I think every one of your listeners, either new or old, can get to that point just doing a little research on their own, even if they're a new listener. And
a jigsaw puzzle that has 80% of the pieces in. It gets real simple. And it's and once you realize what they're doing, you see them all over the place, and you see the power trips they're on. But go ahead and ask me the questions, the stuff you can't find.
Yeah, and also I just want to say that I have 40 plus employees. I have purchased, I just got a shipment of 200 of your Citizens Rule books a few weeks back. I got all of your DVDs in the package special, and now I kind of lend them out. They're just right on the box. And and also Ben Fuchs has really helped my family in their nutritional endeavors as well. My questions actually are which FBI or CIA official was it that said most conspiracies are real? I can't find that. Do you remember that?
I don't remember saying that.
Okay. I thought maybe it was...
What was the exact quote?
I thought it was most conspiracies, like basically he was saying that he thought his time was limited, and I don't know if it was the midnight canoeist that got waxed from the CIA or if it was Gunderson. But most conspiracies, believe it or not, are real.
No, I do remember a similar quote by, was it Casey? Who was the guy that drowned in the canoe, the kayak? I've talked to folks that knew him, and he had been blowing the whistle on stuff. He was reportedly the guy that that leaked that FLIR footage of him killing Branch Davidians. Reportedly some folks didn't like that. I'm going from memory here. I'll have to pull it up. What was the other question?
That was William Colby.
Colby.
Who found... they ruled it an accident after canoeing at midnight with half of his pajamas on and food burning on the stove. Anyway, then there was another question on, is there a comprehensive list of all of the bullet points of watch points put out by DHS, FBI, whatever, ADL or MIAC report?
No, all they do is they have the ADL mainly in Southern Poverty Law Center write it. I mean, if you look, it's the same text word for word that's in their public reports. They just put out even more demonization privately of the veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. I mean, if you don't like the Federal Reserve, they're preparing police to arrest you. I mean, it's just open treason by the foreign banks because they're criminals. They've got to get the police lined up against real Americans that realize there's been a hijacking of the country. But basically, there are hundreds of the FBI DHS reports, and now they're pretty much public. I mean, we just showed several dozen of them the other night on TV that are on the FBI's own website. And everything is demonized. If you have a cell phone, if you wear blue jeans, if you use AOL or Comcast, if you buy coffee with cash, if you say hi to a police officer, it just everything is terror, so everyone is guilty. So the police run around and storekeepers in just a paranoid daze, afraid of everyone. But one group is not listed. The federal government who gets the underwear bomber on the plane, the federal government that flies the hijackers into the U.S. under protection, the federal government caught funding al-Qaeda, giving them Libya, now shipping them into Syria publicly. The one group that's actually running the terror attacks, Oklahoma City, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods, Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, NATO option, the one group caught over and over again carrying out terror, the group that stands to get more power, the group that stands to be able to cover it up, that has the means, they're the one group you can trust. They're the good guys. They'll keep you. The one group openly putting poison in our water supply. The one group caught shooting old black men up with syphilis. The one group radiating foster children to death on record. The one group 5 years ago, New York Daily News, grabbing foster children and testing pesticides on them till they die. You can trust the federal government. That's the group. Everybody else is a terrorist.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
What do you mean?
development and the next. And Ed Asner's joining us. I'll get into Iran with him and a lot more. He's got a new film they're working on coming out. We'll give you a first look at that. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. Look, all I'm here doing on air is screaming Mayday, Mayday, and giving you more documents where they are putting stuff in the water, where they bragged about putting it in the water, how they're going to bankrupt you and have sterilization vans come by if you're on welfare. That's why they want to shut down the economy so you go on welfare. The head of the UN calling for global government. It's all here. And these globalists fancy themselves as scientific dictators in their own words, and us as animals. And so that's why they just dictate to us and lie to us. Even when we catch them lying, they just keep doing it because they're following a program. And it's going to take fully awakening, because to wake up, you got to admit there's a global dictatorship forming. They're shutting down free speech, buying up the media, and jacking the food and water as much as they can, and trying to block people from getting non-GMO. While lobbying us all day how they're the environmentalists who are concerned about carbon dioxide, which they just use as a power grab. See, they're able to take over because they always control the major opposition. And I want to tell people that serve the system at the mid-level who know a little bit about this, I mean, you're destroying your own future. And they're like, well, it's my job, though. Well, you're destroying your own future. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon, and then we'll talk to Tyler and Brooke and others. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
And Alex, I always pray to Almighty God for your successful mission and your safe journey. I really care about your welfare, brother. Alex,
well, thank you.
I've called today basically to follow up with you on the proposed social networking website that you said that you were planning on.
Yeah, I always get busy on other projects, but I'm going to march back there, funny you call about this, and talk to my IT people and say, look, everything else goes on hold till this happens. Because there's some kind of idea or culture. This happens everywhere. When something isn't finished or done, it's like almost like, well, the tribe has deemed this isn't going to happen at a subconscious level because it's seen as more work to do. It is going to happen. We're going to launch it.
Alex, I thought my call was really the impetus of it within me is in relationship to the Ron Paul campaign and how this would supercharge that campaign, as well as spread the publicity.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we had it. Would have been nice, but we were just finishing all the other work. Well, I have a tendency to take on more projects than I can finish and let other people stick projects in front of me that aren't my project.
I understand that, Alex. But I can't think of anything else at this point, given the situation with the Ron Paul campaign being stymied in the mass media, as well as being stymied, even more importantly, at the voting booth, so to speak, in these primaries.
There's been fraud everywhere, and people say, why does Alex support the campaign but say there's fraud? Because he's gone from getting 10% to getting 20, 30%. He's clearly in first or second place, and the fraud's being evidenced. You got to send Ron Paul in there like a probe droid to take enemy fire to show the enemy's position and what they're doing and to grow the movement. So the only way you lose is not fighting. But these crooks are criminals. Of course they're going to cheat. Of course they're going to steal.
Alex, in the old days, to dispute the results of the voting was normal, and I think that Ron Paul should do that. Take him into court and let the social networking website go to work. And
I hear you. Look, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Believe me, we're trying to get everything we've said we're going to launch launched.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.